You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I wonder why the hours drift along. What on earth I ever did that's wrong. Days come and go, but never a change. I'd like to know why I'm treated so strange. I'm sick and tired of being all alone. Sick and tired of always staying home. I sit beside the open fireplace, trying to hide the teardrops running down my face. I'm sick and tired of everything, it seems. All my dreams are dreams that don't come true. I wish I knew somebody who is feeling sick and tired too. Everything, it seems. All my dreams are dreams that don't come true. I wish I knew somebody who is feeling sick and tired too. The bluebirds never sing their songs to me. Blackbirds are the only birds I see. All day I sigh, what shall I do? All night I cry, I'm lonely and blue. I'm sick and tired of being all alone. Sick and tired of always staying home. I sit beside the open fireplace, just trying to hide the teardrops running down my face. I'm sick and tired of everything, it seems. All my dreams are dreams that don't come true. I wish I knew somebody who is feeling sick and tired too.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, this is Radiola, and after that big celebration we had for the New Year's, it's a little downtime for us right now, and there's an undercurrent in this show, I have to admit, and it's a strong one, so try not to get caught in the undertow. I call this one called this... I have to find words to say what I'm thinking. I'm going to call this show Chant Estrangement. And it's good music, so let's just enjoy it and take it as it was. We will. Irving Kaufman in 1927, Sick and Tired. And that's an interesting tune, and that sort of describes how I'm feeling. Maybe I'm just recovering from the holidays, or maybe I'm still going through the holidays in a more pernicious sense. But here we go. And Vernon Guyer, 1936, You Turn the Tables on Me, and oh boy, is that ever true, for some reason. Willard Robeson in the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, the edit, which seems to be preferred by 9 out of 10 radio listeners rather than the whole record. So we're going to go with the edit for a while, and it opens nicely there. And I will never talk over the ending. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to talk, and maybe I'll say things, but I'll try not to make too much sense here. Because making sense is when we get into trouble. So if I don't make sense, then that's the best I can do for you. The Bostonians, which is a vocalion band under the direction of Ernie Golden, with Frank Lynch and the Keller Sisters. I'm going to say Al Lynch, but he doesn't exist. And this is again, this is terribly cryptic. But let's just make it cryptic. Let's make believe. 1927.
Let's make believe that
hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we'll sympathize in looking at the happy sweetheart while I sit around and spoon. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. I didn't. Perhaps I should have did. The moon was shining bright. It was a lovely night. And then, oh gosh, I forget.
Fleetwood Orchestra, under the direction of Ruben Greenberg, another Vocalion band, under that rubric, or whatever they're rubbing these days, Irving Kaufman singing, And Then I Forget, 1926, and, you know, I'd like to forget plenty. There may be a lot to forget soon. I just try to keep forgetting, and I'm using some chemical assistance in that regard, so... If I forget enough, maybe I'll be okay. Bob Herring and his orchestra, Irving again, Me and the Man in the Moon, 1928, beginning with the Bostonians, Ernie Golden, Frank Lynch and the Keller Sisters, who I think they were his sisters, actually. Let's Make Believe, 1927. We're not going to lynch anyone on this show. We've decided that kindness is the best policy, and we're gonna have the universal amnesty this week. And that's the best we can do, I think. I'm Andy Senior, and I declare that. That's my decree, my ukase, you might say. And I could use another case. And that'll help me forget. Bob Cole, actually Prince Piatti, whoever that was, the royal entertainer, who I've played on a previous program, 1927, speaking of forgetting, I may learn to forget someday, and I'm going to start now.
Played with my heart, now it's broken, and our little romance ends. I don't want to hate as I love you. I'd rather we part just good friends. I may learn to forget someday, and you may learn to care. Then you know what I've gone through when someone you love does the same thing to you. I don't regret what once used to be. I hope sometimes you'll just think of me. I may learn to forget someday, and you may learn to care. I may learn to forget someday, and you may learn to care. Then you'll know what I've gone through when someone you love does the same thing to you. I don't regret what once used to be. I hope sometimes you'll just think of me. I may learn to forget someday, and you may
forget the way you made me cry. How I regret the day you said goodbye. Lonesome nights come stealing, That's when I wonder how you're feeling. Are you sorry? Really sorry? Do you think of me now and then? Do you miss me? Long to kiss me? Wouldn't you like to make up again? Life without you don't seem the same, dear. And does it matter who was to blame, dear? Are you sorry? Say you're sorry, 'cause I'm sorry too. Are you sorry? Really sorry? And do you think of me now and then? I wonder, do you miss me and long to kiss me? Wouldn't you like to make up again? Life without you don't seem the same, dear. And does it really matter who was to blame, dear? Are you sorry? Say you're sorry, 'cause I'm sorry too.
That thing all night. Say, lady, lady, bring me some of those chitlins over there, will you? Put a little that slow.
Play
the piano, man. Say, move on there. What do you think this here is here? Move on. What do you think is dancing on a dime here? Yes, whip that thing, boy. Play it till it sweats now. Fine, Top. We don't want to hear that. What do you think this is? We don't want to hear that sentimental stuff.
Yeah, that's what you've been singing around here the whole night long. You don't want to hear that sentimental stuff.
Well, play them blues for me. That's all I want.
Yeah, and Harlan, play the blues. You almost think I'm a camel around here, don't you? You ain't bought the first drink tonight. So I'm going to get all of you, too. Now, don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pinetop is sober now. Now, I've been playing the blues around here for you the whole night long, and y'all ain't bought the first jug somehow. Now, it's getting winter time, and I have to bide. I need a little cold whiskey to kind of keep me warm inside. Of course, I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pinetop is sober now. I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pinetop is sober now. I say I've been playing the piano around here the whole night long, and you ain't bought the first drink somehow. Now if the house catch on fire and there ain't no water around, landlady, throw that gallon jug out the window and let the shack burn on down. Because I don't mind playing any time that y'all can make me drunk, but Mr. Pinetop is sober now. Now, just to show you, I can play the blues. I'm going to stack them again for you. Hey. Now you're playing for me, Mr. Pinetop. Oh, just play that thing all night long. Say, landlady, bring Mr. Pinetop just as much as he wants to drink. I'll pay for it. Get the whole jug. I don't mind it. Play that thing now, boy. Ah, folks, that's tight like that now. Oh, whip that thing now. Whip it till it sweats, Mr. Pinetop. Now you're playing for me. Now that's the way I'm built. Ah.
Pine Top Smith, 1929. I'm sober now. And that's more of a lament than he's announcing his... he's not in a program, no. And this is a program, by the way, but it's not that kind of program. This is the only program I'm doing right now. Yes, Bradyola. And before that, Jack Smith, Are You Sorry, 1925. Early Victor Electric, beginning with Bob Cole, Prince Piatti, actually, whoever he might have been. I found very little information on Prince Piatti other than was plugging the heck out of Lucky Lindy when it came out, just on the basis if Lindy got across the ocean. If he didn't, then I think they would have thrown the song in the ocean, too. I May Learn to Forget Someday, 1927. And this is Radiola, as I've said, and not to be forgotten. I remember my own name. I'm Andy Sr., and that's if I remember that and I can remember to read off this playlist, then you'll have a show. Anything else is neither here nor there. The Benson Orchestra of Chicago, 1923, Wolverine Blues. So watch out for those Wolverines. They'll bite you in unpleasant places. Thank you. Nightclub Orchestra on a very nice, clean vocalion acoustic. That's Harry Reeser with The Flapper Wife, 1925. So if you see something flapping, maybe it's your wife. They have treatment for that now, I think, don't they? They have some drug. They have restless leg syndrome, so they might have something for flapping, too. The Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra, 1924. Why don't my dreams come true? Which I think is a very good question. And I think it's because you have to adjust your dreams to fit reality. That's a good way to start, isn't it, gang? I always think so. And the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, probably Don Bester directing Wolverine Blues, 1923. And that's hot stuff. Oh, yes. This is Radiola. I am Andy Sr., and I'm not flapping. My gums are flapping, but the rest of me is sitting still. So let's just try to work on it from that point of view. And Billy Murray here in 1909. This depicts a certain family situation. Families are very interesting. My family and I have never quite understood each other, and I have to feel that that will continue. There's no blame casting there. It's just that I was an alien dropped from outer space, and we don't speak the same language, and that's just always been, and even the ones that are sympathetic, I'm afraid that's true. But here's a different kind of family. It happens in many families, and I hope it doesn't happen in yours.
One.
one year ago. Joe was married to Flo, a quarrel they never had many. Last night she threw at him an old shoe, of kisses she didn't throw any. The trouble it started about his week pay, she told him how much he could spend. When he kicked, she said, I'm going home to Mama. But she didn't, so that's the end. Oh, it happens in many families when you're married a year or more. It happens in many families, so newlyweds don't get sore. She packed her trunk, was all of love, she went as far as the door. It happens in many families when you're married a year or more. 2 years ago he was married to Flo, of flirting he hadn't done any. But last week he fell for his typewriter Nell, on her he spent many a penny. Last night he invited her out to a show, for a moment he thought himself blind. Just imagine his feelings when he turned around, his wife was a man behind. Oh, it happens in many families when you're married a year or more. It happens in many families, so newlyweds don't get sore. His wife was lucky and beat him home, he slept all night at the door. It happens in many families when you're married a year or more. 4 years ago he was married to Flo, of children now they have quite many. Their oldest boy, Ray, played hooky one day, some kid rubbered on him named Benny. His mother was angry and grabbed a big stick, and under the house the boy flew. When the old man came home, he crawled under for him. Ray said, is she after you too? Oh, it happens in many families when you're married a year or more. It happens in many families, so newlyweds don't get sore. He spanked him where you can imagine until his hands were sore. It happens in many families when you're married a year or more.
That filled me full of fright. I dreamed that I was with the devil below, in his great big fiery hall, where the devil was giving a ball. I checked my coat and hat and started gazing at the merry crowd that came to witness the show. And I must confess to you, there were many there I knew. At the devil's ball,
at the devil's ball,
at the devil's ball,
at the devil's ball,
I saw the cute Mrs. Devil, so
pretty and fat,
dressed in a beautiful
fireman's hat.
Abraham, the leader man, who led the band last fall.
What did he do?
He played the music at the devil's ball.
At the devil's ball.
In the devil's hall.
In the devil's hall.
I saw the funniest devil that
I ever saw.
Taking the ticket from
folk at the door. I caught a glimpse of my mother-in-law.
Dancing with the devil.
Oh, you little devil.
Dancing at the devil's ball.
Pa and Ma were standing at the bar, conversing with a little fellow who first put the pain in champagne wine.
Oh, Pa!
He was pouring it out in a stein.
Oh,
I bought a round of ice for everybody twice. It wasn't long before I ordered a band. And before the break of dawn, I put my overcoat in pawn. At the devil's ball.
At the devil's ball.
At the devil's ball.
At the devil's ball.
I saw the cute Mrs. Devil, so
pretty and fat,
dressed in a beautiful
fireman's hat.
Abraham, the leader man who led the band last fall.
What did he do?
He played the music at the devil's ball.
At the devil's ball.
In the devil's hall.
In the devil's hall.
I saw the funniest devil that
I ever saw.
Taking the ticket from
folks at the door. I caught a glimpse of my mother-in-law.
Dancing with the devil.
Oh, you sassy devil.
Dancing at the devil's ball.
tone, ain't you?
Yeah, you said it. Listen. I'm Mamie Neal from down on Deal.
You went and gave me the air. Let me call.
I got you told that I didn't care for me. Feel just like I could die. When I'm near you, I feel so blue and I start to cry. Beale Street, Mama.
Yeah?
Why don't you come back home?
No.
Oh, it ain't proper to leave your papa all alone. Sometimes I was cruel and true, but Papa, your sweet mama never two-timed you.
I'm blue, so how come you do me like you do?
Quit crying,
Beale Street Mama. Don't mess around with me.
This fancy petting that I can get in Tennessee.
I still get my sweet cookies constantly.
Yeah, but not the kind I save to thee.
That's right, Beale Street Mama, come back home.
I'm Mamie Neal.
You ain't real. You don't seem quite the same.
Since I'm gone,
I'm forlorn. Life seems mighty tame. I'm true to you,
but boy, you've done me wrong. Yummy Satan,
I'm still waiting. Mama, don't be long. Be Sweet Mama, why don't you come back home? Oh, it ain't proper to leave your papa all alone.
You know, sometimes I was cruel and true, but Papa, your sweet mama never two-timed you.
I'm blue, so how come you do me like you do?
Quit crying,
Beale Street Mama. Don't mess around with me.
This fancy petting that I can get in Tennessee.
I bought a razor, a rifle, rope and a knife.
A postal card will save your life.
Beale Street Mama, come back home.
Thomas and Bernard, which is actually Ernest Hare and Al Bernard. It's not Bob Thomas, but that's Ernest Hare, all right. It's got to be. Sounds just like him. And he recorded with Al Bernard, so it has to be. On Regal, Beale Street Mama, 1923. Oh, yes. Yes, indeedy. Before that, the Peerless Quartet at the Devil's Ball in 1913, written by Irving Berlin. Which leads one to the speculation, why did Irving Berlin write all of those satanic songs? I just wonder, what, you know, was he like an early heavy metal type person? I don't know. Was he Dr. Faustus? He lived to a ripe old age. I just wonder if Irving was getting the satanic word out for the opposition. You know, if you want to think about that, you can. I won't. And God bless America. Before that, Billy Murray, It Happens in Many Families, 1909. Oh, yes. And, oh, yeah. And whatever happens in your family, I hope it's good. I hope it isn't. I hope it isn't untoward. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. I'm somewhat... chagrined this week, so I'm not going to let it go too bad. I don't want it to be a down moment for anyone, but I'm just not particularly overjoyed with myself primarily. So I'll let it go at that. I can't develop too much of a narrative because I'm beginning to doubt everything in the world, including my own thoughts. Here's Brian Wright, and I don't doubt that he is probably one of the greatest interpreters of ragtime and novelty piano playing right now on the face of the earth. and he's a great guy, and we got a chance to meet him and his wife Yuko this past year in November, and I felt it was time to play Soliloquy. So, you know, that's what I do all the time, is a soliloquy. This is from Breaking Notes on Rivermont, his CD, and it's a delight. So from 2009, and then, you know, you can get this on vinyl too. You can get this on LPs, and you can put it on your turntable, assuming you have one, and download the. And I bought the LPs. I am not gonna. If somebody's selling LPs, by gum, I'm gonna buy those suckers, and they're gonna go on my turntable. So, and you can. I think there are a few blue ones left, and I got the blue ones. Yes, Brian Wright, Soliloquy from Breaking Oats, 2009. Here he is.